From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Over the next 5 years, an increase in farm loan foreclosures is expected by some bankers. That's according to the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index, a monthly rating from a survey of community banking leaders in a 10-state area. Creighton's Ernie Goss says because of a weak farm income and low ag commodity prices, about 9.5% of bank CEOs expect farm loan foreclosures to pose the greatest threat to banking operations over the next 5 years. More now on the Monsanto suit filed last week against Arkansas ag officials to stop a proposed ban on a weed killer linked to widespread crop damage. According to Agriculture.com, the lawsuit seeks to block the state plant board from prohibiting the use of dicamba herbicides during summer when sprayed on soybeans and cotton. But growers across the farm belt say dicamba hit areas other than where it was sprayed, damaging millions of acres of other crops. Chemical companies have blamed the farmers' misuse of dicamba. Cargill, the nation's largest privately owned company, signed a binding agreement to acquire Diamond V, a leading global provider of innovative natural solutions and technologies to improve animal health, animal performance, and food safety. According to AgriPulse, the investment will enable Cargill's animal nutrition business to better serve customers who are increasingly turning to unique natural technologies to unlock the potential in feed to promote healthier animals. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.